Good morning, everyone. I'm glad you came to this session. I'm going to speak about home care policy. My co-author is Franz Weber, currently visiting at the Indiana University in Bloomington. And the funding for this study comes from the Swiss National Foundation. And in fact, I'm using Swiss data, at least for now. All these results are very preliminary, so there's plenty of room to accommodate all your comments and all your suggestions, and they'll be very welcome. I don't think I really need to convince you that it is important to assess the effects of home care on healthcare use. It is interesting to assess the effects of individual home care use on other forms of healthcare use, but I would argue that it is also very interesting to look at the effects of home care policy per se, because this is the language of policymakers, and the effects of home care policy are interesting, therefore, for policy decisions and for funding decisions. Now, the tricky part in doing so is that home care policy is, of course, some unobservable concept, and on top of that, very likely multidimensional. And because we don't know much about it, we don't really understand what the dimensions of home care policy is, this task is quite complicated. So what's commonly done is that, okay, we take something that we can actually observe and we use it as a proxy for the generosity of, say, regional home care policy. And the most common measure used is actually home care expenditures per elderly individual, say, in a given Canadian province in the case of the first study or in the U.S. states. But there's one study that has shown that change the denominator of that indicator and you may get different results. Examples of other measures that have been used are home care expenditures per beneficiary. I have used in another paper the number of hours of medically and non-medically related home care per capita, and there's others also out there. But there's very few studies, only a couple or so, that try to account for this possible multidimensional of home care policy and put in their equations more than one indicator of home care policy. There's also not many studies that check the sensitivity of their results to using a different indicator. So yes, in general, this is something very interesting to do, but we don't really have an ideal measure of home care policy. So in this paper, instead of looking for some observable indicator of home care that we can use to proxy home care policy, we take a different approach, and I try to look at home care policy as this unobservable concept and measure it as a latent variable. And the goals are to answer the following questions. What are the dimensions of regional home care policy? Which observable indicators characterize each dimension, and how are the different dimensions interrelated across regions and within regions over time. The answers to the first two questions are interesting on their own in the sense that even if you really want to stick to something that is observable in your studies, you can still be more informed. Or if you know more about home care policy and what dimensions there are, then you can pick a couple or so of indicators that actually do capture those dimensions and not the same one, and so on. Okay, so as I said in the beginning, I'm using Swiss data, at least for now. So a little bit of background on home care policy in Switzerland. Home care policy is decentralized in the 26 cantons, so call them regions if you prefer. Supply is regulated at canton level because of that, and so is financing. Home care is available for the sick and for persons with limitations, independently of age. And the two main types of home care are medically related or skilled care, and non-medically related or unskilled care. And the financing actually depends on the type of care you're considering. Typically, medically related home care is covered by compulsory health insurance, and non-medically related home care is typically paid out of pocket, but there's all sorts of public subsidies to both providers and patients in place. And the types of subsidies, as well as the degree of subsidiation, really, really varies across cantons. to put some figures on it. I picked just some different home care indicators for Switzerland. These are 2012 figures. And I try and compare two urban cantons, Geneva in the French-speaking part, and Zurich in the German-speaking part of Switzerland. And you can see already quite some differences here. In Geneva, you only have three providers serving almost 5,000 patients each. In Zurich, the organization of home care provision is much more local, with 119 providers serving about 220 patients each. In Geneva, there's a larger proportion of the population using home care. The proportion of the elderly among all home care users is about the same in both cantons, three quarters, a little bit more. And in Geneva, you can see that the canton of Geneva has been providing more medically related home care hours per capita and also non-medically related home care. Just some examples of some indicators that are available to show how things vary across cantons. So as I said, I'm going to look at home care as something that is unobserved, an unobservable concept, or a latent variable, as I will keep on calling it. So here, it's in this circle to illustrate that it is latent. And the idea is that the various home care indicators that you do observe, they are a reflection of this home care policy concept. And in a diagram like the one you see here, actually implies that home care policy would be unidimensional, meaning that all kinds of observable indicators you have are a reflection of the same construct. But it may be that home care policy is multidimensional, and here I illustrate only for two, but of course you can have more, in which case different indicators would be reflected by different latent variables which represent different dimensions of home care policy. And those dimensions, they can be correlated with each other. So if you want to put it in an equation, this is not so much what we are familiar with from survey data and regression analysis and so on. But here, in the right-hand side, you actually have a vector of observable indicators that are explained by another vector of less latent variables. And then there's some error. And then there's actually two more or less similar plots because I have two-level data, multiple-year observations per canton, and so I can try to account for the variation in each of my observed items. I can try to decompose that variation into variation, of course, within cantons over time and across cantons. And so this is how you would depict it. And this lambda matrix, it's a matrix of what are called factor loadings. So they give you the relationship between a given observed indicator and a latent variable or a home care policy dimension. So this is the methods I'm using, two-level confirmatory factor analysis. I must say that I actually start with exploratory factor analysis because there's not really a theory of home care policy that I can just say, okay, look, there's that theory out there, there's those indicators, and I'm going to just try and test if that is true or not. I have to start from something that is a little bit more data-driven. So I actually start with a battery of about 30 home care indicators that I construct for my home care data for Switzerland. And then I conduct exploratory factor analysis, meaning that I allow these lambda matrices to be full. So I estimate coefficients for every possible relationship between every observed indicator and every latent variable. And then based on the estimates I get, of course, some of those loadings will be very small, so I can clean a bit my structure of home care policy and get rid of those indicators that are not really reflections of any of my latent variables. And you go on like that until you get something that's nice, that has a meaning that you can attribute, that you feel that you can attribute a meaning to the latent variables you have, and that you achieve a good model fit. So in the end, I will actually end up with six indicators, which are home care hours per case, home care hours per medically related case, home care hours per 80 plus patient, the proportion of the population using medically related home care, the proportion of the elderly population using any kind of home care at all, and home care patients per long-term care users. And long-term care is home care patients plus nursing home residents. Okay, so I have data from the Swiss Home Care Survey for a period of 16 years from 1997 to 2012 and for all 26 Swiss cantons. Here are some descriptives of just a couple of indicators to illustrate that there is, in fact, also variation over time within cantons. So, for example, for medically related hours per case, this has decreased quite a bit in Geneva between my period of analysis, whereas for Zurich it has actually increased. The proportion of elderly using home care has decreased over time in both cantons.
Okay, my final CFA model has quite a nice fit according to various fit criteria. That's not too important. And this is the result I get for my reading canton analysis. So here you have the observable indicators, which are called items, and here you have the latent variables, which are also called factors. And these labels I'll discuss in a minute. But to summarize, in the end, I arrived at a two-factor structure, which suggests that there are two dimensions of home care policy. And the first latent variable is characterized by my three first indicators, hours per case, hours per medically related case, and hours per 80-plus case. So I labeled it, at least for now, as the intensity of home care. If you have a better name, don't hesitate. And then there's another latent variable, which is characterized by my three other indicators, medically related cases per capita, the proportion of the elderly population using home care, and home care patients per long-term care user. And I labeled, for now at least, this latent variable as the broadness dimension of home care. What I think is the most interesting number in this table is this minus 0.7 correlation between the two latent variables, which is better seen in this table here. So actually, if I group my cantons, if I predict the scores of my two latent variables, and then I group the cantons on according to whether they increased or decreased generosity in each of the two dimensions, then most of my cantons end up either here or here, meaning that they increased between 1997 and 2012 generosity in one of these dimensions and decreased it in the other. So this suggests that there is some kind of trade-off between providing more care to few patients or providing fewer care to more patients. Okay, this is for my within level analysis. And now for the between canton part, I have exactly the same structure, the same indicators reflected by these two latent variables, but the estimated correlation between my two latent variables is zero. And you can better see it here. If I group my cantons into the third least generous, the average, the middle third, and the third most generous cantons, all groups are more or less at the same size. So you have cantons that are relatively not very generous in either dimension, you have cantons that are quite generous in both, and then you have cantons everywhere else in between. So this is why you cannot really find a relationship between the two dimensions when you are comparing cantons with each other. Another interesting thing of this table is that in Switzerland we usually say that the French-speaking cantons are more generous in terms of home care policy in general, and that's actually not true. All the French-speaking cantons, they are here. They are all on the bottom line, so they are really among the most generous in terms of broadness of home care policy, but not necessarily in terms of this other dimension. Okay, so to summarize my results, there seem to be two dimensions of home care policy, one that you can perhaps label as the intensity dimension, which reflects indicators such as home care hours per case, and the second dimension, which you can call perhaps the broadness dimension of home care policy, which reflects indicators such as the proportion of users among the 65-plus population.
There are different relationships between the two dimensions, a negative correlation between cantons over time, and no correlation at all between cantons. So over time, there seems to be this trade-off I just mentioned, and this may perhaps be due to some budget constraints, and cantons can't just afford to expand both at the same time. Now, some of you may argue that this is very much data-driven. I would partly agree with that. I do think it is, in fact, data-driven, and this is why I would really like to kind of validate this structure of home care policy using U.S. Medicaid data. Now, I do realize that I most likely won't be able to construct the exact same indicators with U.S. Medicaid data, but perhaps something similar, say expenditures per case instead of home care hours, for example. And perhaps I can find out that the two latent variables with more or less the same interpretation come up, and it would also be interesting to see how these relate cross states and within states over time. So that's my goal for the near future. And that would be it. Thank you. Yes, please.
Okay. You said that there was a negative correlation between this intensity measure and this broadness measure,
mm-hmm.
which I was, you are used to call user frequency in Norway. But can you tell us if there are any trends over time within these variables? I guess that the broadness has been reduced and the intensity has increased, or is it the other way around?
It really depends on which canton you are looking at. So, yes. I have four cantons where both have been expanding. Some cantons where both have actually contracted over time. And I have most cantons which expanded in one of these dimensions and not the other. Most of them. This is why I find this negative correlation.
I have a follow-up. In Scandinavian countries, there's been since 1970 a tendency for women to go from work in the households, including long-term care for their parents, to the market. And they are doing also care there. You have, I guess that would influence very much on how much home care that you have reported in statistics. Have you any tendencies or trends like that also in Switzerland?
Yes, I would think
that
so.
There has been a shift from informal to formal care, which affects this picture.
I don't have figures, but yes. But here this analysis is really just on the formal home care sector, and I really just use indicators of formal home care. But I could, and perhaps I will in the future, extend this kind of model and introduce explanatory variables. And that could be one of those, for sure.
That's actually, that begins to answer some of my questions, what you just said. I mean, it's very interesting to see these distinctions, but, of course, the immediate next question is what explains different factors? So mm-hmm. why are some areas more generous? Why are some areas have greater intensity?
Mm-hmm.
You hinted as you were going along that you'd expected to see the French cantons, French-speaking cantons, a different pattern from German-speaking. Of course, there could also be some pretty significant differences in socioeconomic factors between the cantons. Certainly in the work that we've done in England especially, you see huge variations in the health status of different areas. Some where the population is pretty unhealthy, some where it's much more healthy. That, of course, feeds into local policy and will affect certainly things like intensity and generosity. So, you're obviously limited somewhat in that you've got 26 times two cantons. Presumably, you could build a longer panel, though, of data and begin to maybe get some analysis of what is what driving different levels of generosity or intensity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I actually, this is in my plans to build what we call a mimic model around this, so to continue measuring home care as a latent variable, but introduce all kinds of X variables to explain what is going on. And all of those that you gave as an example
are in my data set already, but as you said, I'm very limited, especially if I want to keep with a two-level analysis because I'm so limited in my degrees of freedom. But I really think I can do it, but perhaps dropping the two-level analysis.
Yeah, that's always a problem. Can you get smaller levels? I mean, I guess the problem that you have is that health policy or policy generally happens according to administrative boundaries, which in this case are your cantons. But can you get smaller areas data?
There are municipalities, but it's practically impossible to get. Yeah. Because these data I have, they are collected at the provider level. But they will only give it to you aggregated at the canton level because they have all these kind of confidentiality issues.
Got that T-shirt.
Okay, you just answered my first question, which was I didn't remember the fact that the data were collected at the provider level. So you are mentioning home care policies. These are public home care policies, right? That's all. And the second question would be, you mentioned at the beginning that each canton has its own regulation, more or less. No? Also, the definition of a sick person is different, so let's say. There is not a national guideline.
There is.
There is a national guideline.
So before you can receive home care, you are evaluated by your local home care provider, and the evaluation is standardized for the whole country.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.